Because if so, loy stomon srichon ameimo, timazavninin, you do not have to tell me that minastam you're allowed to sell them these things. Like, why not? For loy pirushon srichon ameimo, and you tell me pirush, which says clearly for the avoid zaro, also you do not have to tell me that it's also. Pshita that it's also. Elo the pshat must be stomon de koma chiti. His stam said, sell me wheat. Pirushon de koma chivratom. He said white wheat. Since he said white wheat, that's special wheat, therefore it's also to sell to a guy. Michlal, it should come out then, if that's the difference, it's only by wheat there's a difference. Mashma though, the tarnagol, afilu stoma nami loy, then by a tarnagol, by the croatia, by chicken, even if the guy says, stam, sell me a chicken, it's also also to sell. It's only by shardvorm is there a difference between stam and perushim. But by chicken, mashma, any chicken is also. So again, it's not like Rav Zvid. So Mar says, Amri, I'll tell you, Lielum, Stam and the Komechiti Chavru. To know, Staman means what the guy says, give me white wheat. Pirushan at the Mishnah says it's also the Koma Lavodas Kechovim. The guy said clearly, I want this white wheat to worship my Avodah Zarah. So the question was, Pshita? So Mar says, no. Well, Pirushan it's like there's a Chiddush to say when the guy is Mefarish, that still it's also. Because otherwise, Salkot, that the Chamin Chai would have thought to say, Hi Gavra, this guy lav leavodas kechovim kov boy. He does not really want this white wheat for to worship the avodah zarah. He wants to make a nice cake now for himself to eat. If so, why does it say he wants to fit avodah zarah? It's like this: elamivda ku di ove avodas kechovim. This guy is very attached to the avodah zarah. The sover also thinks ki eched yehu gavra ovik bay, just like he himself is attached to the Avodah Zarah, is Kuli Almanami Aviku. Everybody else also is attached to the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, Amy thinks in himself like this, Amy Ochi, let me tell people that I want this wheat to worship the Avodah Zarah, Ki Eichid Aleis Fuli, in order that they'll sell it to me, and maybe they'll even give me a bargain. They'll sell it to me cheaper. Like, since they like Avodah Zarah, and they hear that I'm also going to use it for the Shem Avodah Zarah, they'll give me a good price on it. But really, maybe the guy only wants it to cook with. So therefore, maybe it's muta kamash mula no. That still it's also. If the guy says he wants it, the shem of avodah zarah, it's also to sell to him anything. Boy, Rav Ashi asks a question like this: Tarnagel lovin ketua lemi maho. Let's say a guy comes in and says, "Who has a white chicken that's missing a finger? Ma, what's the locha? Limchola tarnagel lovin sholem. Are we allowed to sell him a complete white chicken?" Me, I mean, in one svara, should we say, me dekame ketua, since the guy said he wants a chicken that's missing a finger, lav lavodas kechovim kaboy, he does not mean to take it to worship avodah zarah, because they do not bring him a chusar ever for a korban. I do, maybe no, irumi komarim, maybe the guy is playing a joke on us, he's like fooling us, like he knows that we will not sell him a pure white one. Therefore, he tells us he wants one with a leg, with the finger off. But really, really, he's hoping that we will give him a whole one that will really use it for the avodah zarah. So therefore, it should be asa. So that's one suffix. Now, Ibn Tim Slim, if you want to tell me this is true, Hayirumiyo de Komarim, that the guy is playing a game on us, and really he's hoping he'll get a sholem, a complete one, to bring it to the avodah zarah, and therefore it's also to sell him a complete one. What's going to be though? Tarnagol lovin' lemi. The guy comes in and truth says, I want a white chicken. Now, v'yoyvel le'shachar. First we give him a black one, for shokol, and he buys it. V'yoyvel le'odim, then we give him a red one, and also for shokol, he takes it. So now you could have a suffix, ma'lim chalelovin. Are we allowed to sell him now a white chicken? Once, or as me, I mean, and should we say, kivon di'yoyv le'shachar v'shokol, odim v'shokol, lav le'avarez kechavim kaboyi, since we gave him a black one. And we gave him a red one, and he took them, and those he will not use for the avodah zarah. So you see, this person is not interested right now in buying kabbonis for the avodah zarah, so it should be muti even to sell him a white one. Because he only wants chicken to eat. Or do we maybe know, again, erumi kumarim. We have to be afraid, maybe the guy is pulling our leg. He's fooling us again, that he knows that we're not going to give him stam a white one. So first he'll take the black one, he'll take the red one, only Almanas, that eventually will give him the white one. And when he gets the white one, he'll worship the avodah zarah. So it's a good suffix. Masas Taiku is a suffix. We have to wait to see what the halacha will be. Taiku is a suffix. Talimor says, says the Mishnah Avdekel Tav, even from a good palm tree, it's lost the salt for goy. Oh, Malayel Chizul Avimi, Kimiri, we learned like this, that the Avoid is Kechovim, the Avram Avinu, Avram Avinu's Mesechta, of Avoid is Zoro, Dalad Meir Pirke Heaven. There were 400 Prokim there. In other words, Avram was the first one to be Makar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everybody else, whatever the Avodah Zorah, he had a lot of Nesenius then, a lot of Shailas then. His Mesechta, what he knew about Avodah Zorah, took up 400 Prokim. Fianan, us now, Chamisha Tanan. We only have 5 Prokim in Mesechta Avodah Zorah. And still, below Yadinon, my comma, we do not know what the Mishnah means. Like, what is called a Dekel Tav? What does that mean? Samura says, Umay Kash, what's bothering you? Tiftoni, that says in the Mishnah, Rebbe Meir, Oimer, Av Dekel Tav, Chatzav, Viniklas. Also, Limchor, Lebekhovim. These things you're not allowed to sell to a guy. So, is a Diyak, Dekel Tav, Hudaloy Mazminen, Mashmon, a good palm tree can sell to a guy. Ho Dekel Bish, Mizavninen, but it should come out then that a bad palm tree you are allowed to sell. So that's not true. For your Tanan, we learn later, Ein Moichim Lehem B'Mechub L'Karka. You're not allowed to sell anything that's Mechub L'Karka. There's Nisav Loisachonein L'Titin Lehem Chaniyah V'Karka. You're not allowed to sell them anything that's Mechub L'Karka, attached to the ground. It's any type of a tree that's sold to a guy. Sakam Al Mishnah says only a good palm tree. Samara says, O Malay, my Dekel Tav, you know what a Dekel Tav means in our Mishnah? It means Peiros Dekel Tav. It means the fruits of a good palm tree. Because again, these fruits are used for Avodah Zarah. Mashenke and bad fruits they won't use. Pechena morafuna, peres dekel, tav. That was also to sell. Now, chatsa, what does that mean? Kashba. That's this type of a fruit. Kashba is a type of a fruit. Rashi says, mint tamarim, the type of dates. Niklas. What does Niklas mean? Ki osi ravdimi, omer rav chomer bar yosef, kuraiti. Means kuraiti. Rashi says also, Rashi says mint peres. Another type of a fruit. This type of a fruit, these type of fruits, is also to sell to goyim because they'll worship the Avodah Zorah with them. Oh, Malaya Baile Ravdimi, Sabayis Abath Ravdimi, Tana Niklas. We learned in our Mishnah Niklas, Puloya Dinamau. I do not know what the Mishnah means. Fiyata Mata Kuraiti. Now you're telling me another word, Kuraiti, and again, Puloya Dini. I do not know. My Hanathon, why don't you help us? Like, I don't know what Niklas means, I don't know what Kuraiti means, so what are you helping me? Or Malay, so Dimi said back, yes, Ahani Luchwami, I'm helping you like this. To the Atlas Sosan, that when you go back to Eretz Yisrael, or Martelu Niklas Vloyadi, let's say left the people there, what's a Niklas? Even if they do not know what that is, but you have another question to ask. You could ask them, or Martelu Kuraiti, maybe they'll know what Kuraiti is. Vyadi, and they'll know, Vokomach Luchwan, they'll show it to you. So if we're getting on the deal, you'll be able to ask another type of a word for the same meaning. So I'm helping you, not only the yes for Niklas, but Karaiti is also the same type of a fruit. The kids of these are special type of fruits that the goyim use to worship their Avodah Zarah with. Therefore, it's also for Jew to sell these to a goy. Mishnah says, Mokim shinogu limcho behem madakom lev dikechovim moichim. If this is a place that the minig is that a Jew is permissible to sell a behem madak, a small animal, to a goy, it's okay. But mokim shinogu shlel limcho the minig. If this mokim is not to sell a behem madak, a small animal, to a goy, then ain moichim is also to do it. In other words, this is totally in a minig. Because the shaila is, are we afraid that the goyim will live, will have revia with the animal? So, it's told by Sos in a minute, is there are certain places where Choshe, the goyim, will live with the animal, and therefore it's also to sell to them. If the place were not Choshe, then it's mutter to sell to them. But the Mishnah says, of a chomokim, but every place, ain moichim lem bay magasa. But a big animal, we're not allowed to sell to a goy. We'll see in the Gemara why not. Now, a bay magasa includes also a golem, a small calf, a young calf, v'sayochim, a small, a young, a donkey. Shleimim mushvurim, even though with the hole, or who adin if they have a broken leg, if something's broken with the animal, still there's a light plug, you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. We'll soon see why. Rabbi Yehuda matavishvurim, Rabbi Yehuda holds know that if the animal has a broken leg, that it can't do work with it, then there's no gzeira, then you're allowed to sell a bay magasa to a guy. Well, ben b'seira matavishvurim, ben b'seira also holds with a sus, you're allowed to sell a sus, a horse, to a guy. We'll see in the Gemara why. So first thing we want to say at the beginning of the Mishnah is Mashrim. It's totally neminik whether you're allowed to sell a behemah daka to a goy or not. So Gemara says, Lameim, you want to tell me the Yisuru Lek, it's not a clear-cut Issa. But rather, Minhogu, the Yik, it's totally neminik amokam. Hechid denog, Yisur nog, hechid denog, hechid nog. If the minig is to sell it, you're allowed to. If the minig is not, you're not allowed to. Where a minu have a question. We'll have the Gemara later that says, Ein ma midim behemah bundakoyis shlev de gechovim. If you stay in an inn, a goyish inn, in a hotel, overnight, you're not allowed to leave your animal there overnight by the goyim. You can't leave your behemah daka there, or any animal. Why? We're afraid that the goyim will live with the animal overnight. And that's a lot, but Ben Noach is mitzvah not like this. The Rashi says, that even the goyim have to be to one boss, to mean man and lady. They can't live, they can't have children from behemoths. So therefore there's an issur for Ben Noach to live with an animal. So a Jew is not allowed to let a goy do it with his animal. So here it's mashma, every place, it's also to leave over your animal in the punukois. Sakam Bayosi is saying, it's told in the minik. So Marin says, Omar Rav, Rav says, Mokim Shetiru Limcher Atiru Liyachet. No, it's not true. The place that you're allowed to sell him a behemah daka, the pshat is in that Mokim, we're not choshet, the goyim will live with the animals, they don't do it. So therefore you're allowed to leave your animal overnight with them also. And Mokim Shosu Liyachet, that the Gemara later says, you're not allowed to be miyachet your animal with the goyim. In that place, also Limcher, it's also to sell it to them. But true, they both have the same halacha, selling it to them or leaving it overnight in their inn. That's Rav's first